95.1.
He's on 1280 now.
And you know, I'm sure that's why they put Sandalay on there, is because I haven't listened to him, but I'm sure he probably takes calls. He's on noon to 2 over on Fox Sports 1280, where the Red Wings run on 1280. So that's probably why they put that delay on there.
I absolutely catch anything that slips in and dump it before it becomes a problem. So.
Oh, that might be why, yeah, absolutely. Because, yeah, if you're going to have a live show like that, yeah, you're going to have, some sort of a delay. So, and it would make sense to have that delay on full time, so that way they don't have to play with the logs and the traffic logs and all that to try to curb that. So.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah, I remember 95.1 when it was Fox, and, I mean, it had a few reincarnations over time. So, we'll see where it goes. And if you talk to Lynn was talking to me. I haven't caught him lately about the two stations down in Bath, New York that were going to be shut down. The original, the owner had died, and the wife had them and couldn't find a buyer and all that other stuff. They ended up getting scooped up, so they're going to be part of CJ Country out of Warsaw, so they're going to stay on the air.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, it's always good to hear that something's going to stay on the air as opposed to going dark. Speaking of going dark, did you see where CHU is going dark June 22nd?
I did. Yeah, I actually first heard about that on Newsline the other night. I was reading an article on it. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the Canadians shut down their over-the-air weather broadcast of them, and now they're shut off the clock there. Wow, it's interesting.
Wonder how long WWE will be on.
Funny you should bring up WWE. There was some rumblings about that not long ago about a future, and there was some uncertainty there. So they're all relying on FTP servers and the internet and online clocking and thinking and things like that. And man, everyone's putting their eggs into that basket, and I don't know. It's so vulnerable to a multitude of problems that, you know, I understand if you want to scale back terrestrial networks, but I wouldn't eliminate them completely.
I understand. Maybe for KAO. Well, you wonder how long, and especially the FMs, they're real power suckers. I mean, both of us would agree with that. With every radio station known to man all over the world on the internet, you really wonder how long are these terrestrial transmitters are going to stay on from a bean counter standpoint. You know, basically, you know, looking at this from a dollars and cents economic, standpoint.
Well, I think that's a real thing. I mean, AM, you're seeing it. Every week when I see the weekly report of, stations that have either been sold or have ceased operations or any FDA filings or anything like that, I mean, every week there are probably a handful of FMs, I'd like to say, that are putting FDAs in, operation, someday online only, due to financial constraints. And, I mean, I think FM's heading that way, TV's heading that way. I mean, it's interesting, a group, an investment firm tied to EchoStar, which is a big satellite provider for different services. They just bought a controlling share of HC2 Broadcasting, which they own. They own WGCE in Rochester, and they own WVTT and WWHC here in Buffalo, low power TV over the airs. And these guys want to get into the space of providing 5G service over AT&T3 broadcast, 5G streaming. So besides terrestrial content, they want to play around with providing other broadcast services, possibly data, over AT&T3 and get out of the terrestrial broadcast space and get into more of a data-centric solution. So they just announced yesterday that they bought a controlling interest, and that's what they're going to play with.
WD2KAO. Oh, very, very interesting. I don't really know anything about that at all. It sounds fascinating. It sounds, it's just amazing. And getting back to the 95.1, it sounds like, I don't listen to the buzz either, but it sounds like a kind of a similar format to 98.9, the buzz. And
get back to the history of 95.1, I can remember when it was down in South Bristol where 107.3 is now. I think it was on that same tower at one time. That was part of the Ivy broadcasting network. There was a Derider, and there were several sites. You probably read about this or heard about this. There was a whole network, and 95.1 was 95.1 was a part of that. 107.7 was part of that.
Yeah, the old rural rural radio network or something. It was. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're right. It was. Yeah, yeah, and that's the whole thing. They used to be down in South Bristol. That whole thing. But the buzz. Kind of like a mixed kind of a deal. We have a similar format to 95.1 here in Buffalo on WBUF. It's guys got to be doing 90 on the thruway here. Holy moly. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. So Tim, what they're doing is think of broadcasting 5G is what they're trying to do. And out on the West Coast, there's another company that they're taking broadcast transmitters. And in essence, what they're able to do is they're cutting up the bandwidth of the channel, and they're sticking in multiple streams of video content. So there's a couple companies that are in essence selling a cable TV-like service, but it has special set-top boxes and an outside TV antenna, and they point the directional at their tower, and the box through encryption decrypts the channels, and it's people are getting in essence cable TV via over-the-air broadcast. So that's similar to what these guys are doing. They want to take it to the next level, so we'll see on that. The only thing is I'll be honest with you, by the time they get there, I think it's going to miss the boat. I don't think it's going to catch on, but we'll see.
Well, it should be interesting. It will be interesting. Just all kinds of different approaches to things. Amazing. Very interesting, though. It's very interesting to talk with somebody like yourself who is, considerably younger, keeps up with this stuff. And, you've said this, and the real estate, the land that these AM sites are on is worth a lot more money than the radio station itself. You commented on this, many times. People are making a lot of money selling these AM sites for housing developments and whatever.
Well, and that's the whole thing. I mean, land used to be cheap. Land's not cheap anymore. And in that case, with the urban sprawl out of people moving away from cities and getting more suburban, a lot of these tower sites that are always on the edge of town or, in a distant suburb is not in a suburb anymore. And, you think about it, the acreage is huge depending on the station. I mean, KB's property is up for sale. And, I think it's 190 acres. I mean, it's huge. It's a huge property that has all the towers on it. It's one of those things where a lot of these companies, are taking the money, selling the land, knock the tower down, bulldoze the building, and call it a day. They're making money doing it that way than anything else. And it doesn't matter if it's, small market, rural, or the cities. A lot of the AMs that are going dark are because of that. It's just not worth keeping the operation going, and, they're making more money selling and getting out from underneath it, though. It's sad. It's really sad, but I don't know. At this point, there's talk about, AM revitalization and everything else, but I don't really see it in the cards, Timmy. Xperia has that, their new AM HD standard, which, a couple stations are playing with that, and, it does work well, but I think for some of this stuff, it's too little too late.
WB2KAO. Well, thank God, most of, pretty much all of the boomers have shut their IVAC off. That caused an awful lot of QRM, in the SkyWave opening on the broadcast band when BZ had their IVAC on. I mean, it was just killing Bob Savage. It caused a lot of QRM. Wham didn't have theirs on that long. 1280 had theirs I think they had a bandwidth issue. 1280s, IBOC wasn't on for very long. 990 here, I believe they're the only signal that still has IBOC turned on. And you know, Dave, I know it's hard for you to believe, but back in 1965 in Auburn, I was listening to KV, I could hear them on ground wave, believe it or not, in Auburn, and the Northeast Power blackout, and I remember Danny Nevers mentioning that his wife just called him, and the lights were flickering. Of course, Wham had emergency power, so we put Wham on, and Wham had a big signal back in the 60s in Auburn, day and night. You know, the ground wave and the sky wave would jump up on each other. You know, but it was no problem, you know, listen to them. Two radio stations in Auburn were off, of course, no emergency power. Syracuse and Rochester TV were off. I remember that very vividly, and I couldn't do my homework because I had an electric typewriter, and there was no power.
WB2KAO, BC2KOO Mobile. Well, and see, that's where broadcast media still shines when there's an emergency or, you know, a situation where, you know, you need to send out information to a mass group of people, and that's where it still shines. And that's where, you know, cellular two-way data networks, you know, that's where they will alter. That there's, you know, there's supply. It's like everything, supply and demand. The supply is estimated for a certain type of demand. When that demand greatly exceeds that supply, it falls apart. Where with broadcast, you got one transmitter and everyone else listening. But that's fascinating. That's fascinating. That's very interesting to me. So, but yeah. So no, and that whole iBot thing. That was, you know, that was their first attempt at something, and it just, you know, besides it just being noisy as hell on the band and the receivers, if it was anything less than 100%, it was, you know, it was all or nothing. It didn't travel very far. It was just kind of a mess. The newer one, I guess we could call it version 2.2, is a lot cleaner, but, you know, I think that train's left the station, you know, and especially, you know, with the financial shape a lot of the big broadcasters are in, I don't see them spending money on experimental stuff at this point. They're having trouble keeping their main operations on.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. They're not going to spend money on enhancement toys that really really isn't going to sell them anymore advertising. And that's why they're not putting any money into these AM sites. They don't care what kind of a skywave signal or groundwave signal they have. All they care about is to be able to sell advertising within the local service area. Now, they don't care what kind of signal. Wham doesn't care what kind of signal they have in Buffalo or Syracuse or Batavia and Auburn. They don't care about that.
No, not at all. No, they don't care about it because either the station's not generating any revenue for them or very little, so they're not really sweated, and or they assume everyone, you know, is going to listen online. They prefer you to listen online anyway so they can get rid of those terrestrial operations. So, no, and that's the whole thing, and that's where it's going. Plus, I mean, I just bought two internet-based radios. They have FM built into them and Bluetooth and a couple other things, but they're internet radios and for the house, and I mean, you know, those used to be a lot of money, you know, I mean, but they're down to, I'd pay $30 a piece for them, and they work great. They have every single station, every single terrestrial station in Tennessee, you know, is available, and, you know, the quality, like BEN, like I was telling you, I think last week, you know, right now, as I'm driving here, I see both the BEN towers, and they're only about 5 miles from my house, and I mean, when they're noisy, they've been noisy. They've been at reduced power, there's something going on, and, you know, they're noisy and hashy and everything else. And, you know, I put the internet radio in, and I'll listen to them when I'm getting ready in the morning, and it's crystal clear. So, you know, and I mean, you can get, you know, like you said, the A-Ladies and that. I mean, you can get all that stuff, you know, it's almost cheaper than buying a radio, or at least the same price at this point, and it's crystal clear. You don't have to deal with any of the atmospheric.
WB2KAO, I'm real close to unplugging the CC Radio Plus and putting it in the closet. Yesterday, I listened to the Wham Morning News on the internet. This morning, I did turn the radio on. I'm trying to decide. I think the CC Radio is going to go in the closet. There's some really annoying ad that runs on the streaming that doesn't run on the radio that's in Spanish that's really annoying. I don't know if I can put up with that. They run it a lot. I'm going to have to ask Hector if he's heard it. and what it's about. It appears online on the stream. It does not appear on the Wham transmitter. Plus, you gotta get used to the fact that you're like with Wham, they're about 2 or 3 minutes behind. But that doesn't matter. But the audio is a lot better. I definitely agree with you. I think later on when I'm in my room, the TC radio is gonna go in the closet, because I could just ask her to play news radio 1180 WHAM. Of course, it comes right up. I listened to the Red Wing game with the A-Lady. The audio is so much better. The only thing that's a little bit annoying, it's better than it was, but the ads are a little bit louder than Josh's content, which is annoying. Wham's ads and news content is equal, so I can deal with that.
Well, there you go. Yeah, one annoying thing that iHeart does is they inject national ads and other regional ads over the local ad on air. They do that on their streams. So when local stations and commercial break, they will, if you're listening stream-wise, they will sometimes inject other ads over the local ads and that type of thing, and that's probably what you have going on there. They just, as far as I know, I haven't really heard of any of the other ones really getting into that too much. When I turn the stream on, there's a 30-second ad, and then once it plays, then I just get whatever local, stuff going on. But I noticed with iHeart, they do that, and yeah, it's pretty annoying, but... Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, like, I mean, for me, my multiband receiver, I took it out. It's now downstairs, on a shelf downstairs. I mean, I won't get rid of it, but, for now, it's just a sign of different times. But, hey, I got to step out of here for a few. I got to grab some fuel. Are you going to be around? I'll be back in the truck about 5 minutes here.
I'm going to get ready to run the CWT. I'm going to go in the shack and get ready to do that. So this has been great. You have a wonderful evening. Our love to you and Sarah and the kids, and we'll be in touch. AC2KOOW, B2KAO. Ta-ta for now, my friend.
Sounds good, brother. 7-3, you have a good day. Have fun with it out there. And, I don't know if I told you, there was an update. Remember the WNED FM out here, the classical, that went commercial, that they changed from non-commercial to commercial? They finally released what they're going to do officially.
Ah, okay. That's very, what are they going to do?
So what they're going to do is it's going to be a mix-bag station of some news, local cultural, local shows and cultural stuff, and then alternative music on the off-hours, and they're going to try to sell advertising on it, and then they're moving all the classical programming that's going on, the former WBFO, which is NPR now, they're going to put all the classical stuff down there, and then this one's going to be kind of a mix-bag of different stuff, local news and local stuff, and yeah, so it ought to be interesting. They're going to launch in August.
Sounds interesting. Very good. Well, thank you for that. Why don't you keep me posted on that? It sounds good. Okay, pal. So you'd be 2KAO. Thank you.
7-3, brother. 82KAO.
N2XPM mobile listening.
There's travel. N2XPM, AC2KOO.
AC2KOO, N2XPM, top of the afternoon to you.
Top of the afternoon, brother. Just out for fuel here. You're going to be around for a few. I'll give you a shout out live.
Be here for the next 40 minutes or so.
All right, I'll catch you.
Good deal. N2XPM.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
N2XPM mobile thing.
N2XPM, KC2KOO mobile.
K2KOO, N2XPM.
Brother Artie, what's going on, my friend? How was your day?
It is pretty good. It got really hot today. Right now we're at 94 degrees, and I think we're going to get pretty much about the same tomorrow. What about you?
Ooh, hot mama, there you go. I was going to say I got 82 and sun here, and it's going to be mid-80s tomorrow. So not as hot as you, brother, but just a beautiful day. Another beautiful day. If only the week was like this throughout summer here. But very good. Very good. What's new? Anything?
Not much. Just fighting to get home. Traffic is horrendous on the expressway, and I'm going through the back streets right now and come out on the other side. I still have a little bit of a journey today, so, but we'll make it happen. Like everything else, arrival live, nothing really else is important.
That's true, Darty. It's one of those things where that is. Take your time as much as you'd like to, race around to get home or pick up where you're going. It's just not worth it. Too many other stupid drivers on the road, too, so. Oh, come on. I think you need to move up. I think you need to come to Upstate New York where, if we were in traffic more than 15 minutes, that's a significant delay for us. Other than that, we really don't run it.
What traffic? There's no traffic where you live.
Hey, wouldn't be nice.
Well, you got no traffic where you live. My sister lives up in Hamburg. I mean, talk about no traffic whatsoever.
Our note 420-675.
Hamburg's becoming a metropolis. In fact, I was just talking to a buddy of mine earlier about that. You know, they're getting pretty congested there now. You know, they become their own little hub. So, hey, speaking of that, when you're coming up to the Hamburg, you're gonna go drive over to Hamburg, and here you're only gonna be about an hour and a half away.
I'm thinking about that, to tell you the truth. I thought I would surprise her. But, yeah, I'll see how that all works out. I mean, I didn't do that last year, but I may do that this year. We'll see what happens.
Oh, well, there you go, bud. That'd be a nice surprise. Yeah, nice surprise. And, yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, you may go to Rochester for the Hamfest. You made 85% of the trip, so. And, you know, Hamburg's got a nice thing. You guys go out to dinner or something. They got a good hot down there.
Oh, I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. So, yeah, I may do that just for the hell of it. But we'll see how that works out. And that's about it, Mr. Dave. Watching the info is going to come to you all. The clowns attacking the limousine commission. They're not yellow cabs. They're like the privatized cabs, but they drive like idiots. I think the first prerequisite of an immigrant coming off a plane into this country is being a taxi driver.
Yeah, well, we got some crazy drivers here, too. I will say that, yeah, some of the taxi services here, as well as a lot of the people that eat Uber, Grubhub, you know, delivering, stuff like that. And I get it. The more, you know, the quicker you get it done, the more money you make. But man, you know, talk about it, ignoring safety.
It's a very big problem. As they do in their country, they come over here and try to do this thing, too. It just doesn't work.
I'm a little tired today. It wasn't a killer of a day. It was 5 hours of driving, had a meeting. Good news is the company cited, the company guys, we all came together and everyone had a consensus that we need to put some money into one of our tower sites, so that's the thing. But man, it was, you know, 250 miles of driving today. I'm glad, ready to get out of the chair, you know, get out behind the windshield here and call it a day, buddy.
Very good. Very good. Let me see what I'm going to do here. I gotta go right. And I'm going by school. I tell you what, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
I try to avoid the school zone, especially around this time. Schools here are letting out and everything else, and it's always a disaster track-wise. But look at that, buddy. I'm in the driveway, so I'm gonna get out of Dodge here, stretch a little bit, and catch up with the family here. But you just safe travel, my friend. Good luck with traffic there, and we'll catch you later. And 2XBM, KC2KOO.
Great. Thanks for the chat, KC2KOO and 2XBM Mobile.
Getting to be neat, didn't you? Katie 2VD listening, I'm Edwin.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.